Playtel's Closet is stocking up on like-new styles, and they need your help. If you've got on-trend clothes, shoes, designer purses, or accessories you're ready to part with, bring them into Playtel's Closet today, where they will pay you cash for everything they can accept. And while you're there, take a look at their impressive selection. They've got the like-new looks you want, but at prices up to 70% less. Quick cash and a fresh style are waiting for you at Playtel's Closet today. Playtel's Closet is stocking up on like-new styles, and they need your help. If you've got on-trend clothes, shoes, designer purses, or accessories you're ready to part with, bring them into Playtel's Closet today, where they will pay you cash for everything they can accept. And while you're there, take a look at their impressive selection. They've got the like-new looks you want, but at prices up to 70% less. Quick cash and a fresh style are waiting for you at Playtel's Closet today.
The views expressed on Upside of 40 are those of the guest alone. They do not necessarily represent the views of the show or its partners.
Upside of 40, conversations for men on the upside of 40 and beyond. From talk about getting over and living with a traumatic event in your life.
It's very difficult to deal with. Our traumatic memory can lay dormant for years and years and years.
To relationships.
I've seen patterns over and over and over. They're real quick to interrupt and go, well, wait a minute. This has the trend line, but the way out of it is just give them some room to breathe and give them some room to feel heard.
To finally taking that leap into another career.
There was a little bit of fear, but it was time.
Even grilling the perfect steak.
They cook really even, so you get an even temperature across the whole steak.
And so much more. Welcome to Upside of 40.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another episode of Upside of 40. I hope this edition finds you well and that all that are near and dear to you are healthy and safe. With the world continuing to endure a pandemic affecting billions of people around the world right now, we have all certainly been more health conscious than ever, especially older adults. This devastating virus claiming the lives in much larger numbers of people, 60 and older. I am among that crowd. Besides taking and performing as many precautions as possible, keeping healthy has really never been more important. And my guest this week is very qualified to offer some valuable advice on just how you can do that. Dr. Joe Nuzma is the CEO and Chief Toxicologist for Superior Toxicology and Wellness. Doctor, welcome to Upside of 40. How are you?
I am well. Thank you, Sean, for the invitation. I'm happy to be here today and looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, and first of all, before we get started here, I just want to make clear what we discuss here, despite your vast knowledge on the subject, is your opinion and merely some advice you're offering to our listeners. First of all, though, tell us about what you do, what your company is all about, and toxicology, which I don't know if a lot of people out there really understand that part of medicine. Give us a little insight.
Sure. I'll tell you, my company is Superior Toxicology and Wellness, and I've been in my own practice for about 16 years. I've been doing toxicology for 30 years, and toxicology basically is a mixture of all the rest of the sciences, you know, from physiology, anatomy, to pathophysiology, to pathology, to biochemistry, and you take knowledge from all of those different sciences and you dump it into toxicology. I mean, by definition, it's the study of poison. Mm-hmm. And basically, it is really the study of how things that shouldn't be in your body affect your body. Hmm. Does that make sense? Clear as mud?
Yeah, no. It actually makes a lot of sense because I think we put a lot of poisons into our body.
By choice.
In many cases, yeah, by choice. And not even realizing what's, you know, happening to our bodies when we do that.
Sure.
And I mentioned, at the top when we are having this discussion, it is, we hope we're on the downside of this pandemic as we see people still, a lot of new cases still being found out there around the world.
We can certainly touch on that if you like. But
yeah, no, absolutely. What I really wanted to focus on, though, is the fact that, a lot of people who are older are the ones who are really impacted by this.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess you can just start by, what we were initially talking about there and then get into that.
Sure. I wrote a book chapter for a gal that was writing a book about the COVID-19 virus, and I wrote the intro to it. So the virus really is extremely contagious. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is that it was manipulated in a lab to be that way. And COVID-19 is not your run-of-the-mill coronavirus. It's like a coronavirus on steroids, if you will. And coronavirus is the family of viruses which cause very mild cold and flu-like symptoms most of the time. COVID-19 is special in the fact that it's got a specific sequence that was spliced and put right in the middle of its viral genome, which makes it very adept at jumping from human to human to human to human to human to human. That's why it's so contagious. Yeah. And the folks that are suffering the most from COVID-19 are the older generation and the people that have comorbidities, the people that have diabetes, the people that have COPD, that's the pulmonary obstructive disorders, the people that have asthma, the people that are already challenged somehow are feeling the brunt of this virus. Mm-hmm. And what the virus does is as it builds up in your body, it creates a cytokine storm. And that cytokine storm recruits all kinds of immune cells, which essentially fills up your lungs with fluid and you drown. Mm. And if you survive that onslaught, then the COVID-19 virus can also cause organ damage in major organs like your heart, your lungs, your liver, and then you have to also deal with that organ damage. So if you survive the infection, you can still get chronic lasting effects of having had COVID-19. Yeah. Now, the death rates are such that, okay, total infections, people that are dying, it's not that impressive. And people will say, yeah, it's no worse than a flu. But you still have to look at how contagious the virus is. And you still have to protect yourself from the virus. And the amount of protection is different for somebody who's over 60 versus somebody who's 18 years old. Yeah. And the reason for that is that if you think about it, all of our cells have a bucket of defense mechanisms. The poster child of that is glutathione. Everybody's heard of glutathione. And that's what sucks up these oxygen radicals, the oxidative stress. And you take glutathione, kill that oxidative stress. Glutathione, kill that oxidative stress. That bucket of cellular defense mechanisms protects that cell, not only from COVID-19, but from everyday living and breathing and what you eat and what you drink and what you breathe in. And since we live as humans in a soup of toxic exposure, that every single one of those hits that bucket of cellular mechanism, defense mechanisms. When that's gone, that's when oxidative stress starts hitting other things like DNA molecules, RNA molecules, proteins, enzymes, and other cellular materials or cellular machinery. So if you think about it, Sean, if we can keep our cells happy, happy cells make happy tissues. Happy tissues make happy organs. Happy organs make happy humans. Yeah. So if we run into the problem of running out of those cellular defenses and we start getting sick cells, the opposite is true. Sick cells make for sick tissues. Sick tissues make for sick organs. And sick organs make for sick humans. So it's really a cascade. And it's not just one thing. It's everything that we're exposed to. That's why I also say toxicology has to be a whole picture approach. Now, one of the things is the dose makes the poison. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, things that are exquisitely toxic, say cyanide, if you're exposed in a dose that's low enough, it can be non-toxic. Sorry about that. And when you are exposed to something that's really not toxic, say water, if the dose is high enough, it can be toxic. Mm-hmm. Now, you've probably heard of a drug of abuse of today. It's called ecstasy.
Yeah.
It's very popular in the younger sect. Well, the way ecstasy kills is that it creates extreme thirst in the user of ecstasy. And these kids that are taking ecstasy just keep drinking and drinking and drinking water because they think they're thirsty. And it dilutes their electrolytes so much that it disrupts the cell-to-cell communications, and you can't communicate from cell to cell, and the cellular functions, the making energy in the mitochondria and everything else that's necessary, required for life, stop. Yeah. So that means something that's very non-toxic, water, kills at the right dose. So that's one of the pillars of toxicology. The dose makes the poison.
Let's back up a little bit because you packed a lot in that box there. But when we started this conversation, you said that, that this version, COVID-19, is a version of coronavirus, but that it was spliced into, spliced a certain way that it became super contagious.
Right.
And, you know, there's been a lot of debate. It continues to go on, and there's conspiracy theories that it didn't start at some market in Wuhan with a bat, that it was actually put together in a lab. What is your theory on that? And when you say that, was it engineered by, someone maybe with malevolent intent?
I don't know if it was malevolent. Sorry. I don't know if it was bad intent.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of work done in these viruses to create crossover potential.
But why were they working with this stuff? I mean, we know they have a lab in China that
it started at labs in the U.S.
Yeah.
So that's a very good question. And the stories that I've read, there's been a lot of scientists that said that this work shouldn't have happened. But so they moved it, they banned the work in the States, they moved it to China, and they continued the work. And I know that the virus has been tampered with by humans in a lab because of one paper that I have that talks about the specific 8 nucleotides that are in that virus that they published that is never found in the wild type virus or the virus that's found in nature. And yet you really have to know what you're looking for in this paper. It's like on the bottom of page 3 to the top of page 4, and it's 2 paragraphs that talk about it. I'm actually very surprised that they were allowed to publish that paper.
Well,
it's really the smoking gun of saying, yes, this was intentional, and yes, we made it more contagious for humans.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, it's mind-boggling to think about. And
absolutely.
Regardless of, how it got out of that part of the world, the devastating effects have just been, unbelievable.
Especially in the aged population.
Yes. And
in the state of Colorado, where I am, for ages from 35 and lower, there's been 0 deaths from COVID-19.
Wow. Yeah. And that's what we talk about, that, and kind of getting into this, I didn't mean particularly to focus on coronavirus, but of course it is
part of our everyday
lives right now.
Exactly.
But a lot of this, as you said, young people, fortunately, aren't dying by big numbers in this.
So they don't care about it either.
Yeah. And
in that respect, they're propagating the infection.
Well, yeah, because they get it and then they don't realize they're passing on to people who are.
And they might not even know they have it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what we're seeing, even on the college campus where I am, where they had a big outbreak, but, these kids are just getting it and then getting better. But if someone ventures off to go see mom and dad or grandpa and grandma, that's where you've got, major issues.
Exactly.
But getting back to, the basic health of people, age certainly will have something to do with it because your body breaks down as you get older, but we really don't take care of ourselves very well.
No.
And when people get to 60 and they say, you're talking about, these conditions that, are people are more susceptible, but they say underlying conditions.
Right.
And when you break it all down, it's that in a vast majority of these cases, it's from not being healthy, not living a
correct
healthy lifestyle.
And the fact of the matter, and you probably know this more than anybody, Sean, is that after 40 is when you pay the bills of your teens and 20s.
Oh, yeah.
And just the – everybody has these, wow, I'm surprised I'm still alive and on this rock moments from their teens and their 20s. And the choices made then come home to be paid after 40.
Yeah.
So what people find is they look in the mirror after 40 and they say, who am I looking at and how did I get here?
Yeah.
And then the follow-up question is, what can I do to try to turn back the hands of time?
Yeah.
And that's what everybody is looking for.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the worst enemy of staying young or getting old is oxidative stress. Everything has a component of oxidative stress. Mm-hmm. All of your chronic conditions can be taken back to oxidative stress. Oxidative stress is a side effect of living and breathing. Because the human body isn't 100% efficient, when you breathe and you carry oxygen to all your tissues and they use the rest of the stuff that comes from your diet to create energy in your mitochondria to make so you can walk and talk and breathe and eat and everything you want to do, whether it's play golf, play tennis, or go stand up parasailing or something, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The energy comes from the same place, your mitochondria. Mm-hmm. And when that energy is created, it kicks out oxygen radicals all the time, all day long. From the time we start breathing till the time we stop breathing. Nothing we can do about that except manage your antioxidants. And that's one of the best things that people can do. What's antioxidants? You know, it's your vitamins. You need to make sure you're doing very good vitamin. You know, vitamin C, is very, very good at sucking up oxygen radicals. There's one better. It's called carbon 60.
Say that again.
Carbon 60.
Oh, carbon 60. Okay.
And there's lots of carbon 60 products on the market. Lots of them. You Google that, you're going to have 100 choices of what you could possibly buy. You know, I like one in particular. It's called C60 Complete from LiveLongerLabs.com. And it's carbon 60 and it's combined with black seed oil and curcumin. That particular product is the closest thing to the fountain of youth that I have found on the face of the earth.
Really?
Because when you have C60 on board, it is going around sucking up all this oxidative stress so your body doesn't have to do that firefighting every single day.
Yeah.
And the body is designed to heal if it has the resources to heal. And all C60 does is it leaves that bucket of cellular defense mechanisms full because it's fighting the oxidative stress, which usually sucks up the glutathione like crazy. There's other things that help replenish that. A good diet, staying hydrated, getting enough rest, regular exercise. These all sound familiar, don't they, Sean?
Yeah, just a lot of people don't do them.
No, that's right. Most people don't do them.
Yeah. Well,
so,
that's what I was going to mention because we have, unfortunately, we continue to hear how unhealthy Americans. Here we are in this incredible country. We've discovered all these things they didn't have in the 40s and 50s and 60s and beyond,
yep. Enable us to live longer.
Yeah, and yet they're saying that I don't have the exact statistics, but they're saying I think by 2030 or something like half of Americans are going to be obese.
Yep.
And you know, like
if we're not already there.
Yeah, and why has that happened?
I can give you my opinion on that.
That's what I'm asking.
It's sugar.
Sugar.
Yep. Yeah. It is absolutely all the added sugar in our diet. That is, it should be enemy number one. Uh-huh. And another mantra of toxicology is everything in moderation. All right? Not too much of anything, and you should be okay. But the problem is everything today has sugar in it. Added sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and the sugar jacks with the way your body deals with insulin And insulin is what turns stuff into fat or energy. And it's the sugar that makes most of the difference. I'm reading a book right now. It's called The Obesity Code by Jason Fung. That book talks about sugar. That book talks about how sugar destroys the way your body handles insulin and how insulin works in conjunction with your hormones. And the fact of the matter is, if you want to do one thing that could make a drastic difference, it's try to eliminate or at least cut back on the sugar.
Yeah. Well, what about the, and of course, what we put in our tank, I know, what, and everything we talk about getting healthy, they say that, you know, I think it's like 80%, you know, is the nutrition part of it. But what about the lifestyle? Because I grew up, and I assume that you did as well, where, you know, we were outside all the time.
All the time.
We were always moving.
Yep.
You had to be home when the streetlights came on, and that's, you know, because you were out just burning energy. And now we have a much more sedentary lifestyle, especially among kids. I mean,
they don't move at all.
You used to get sent to your room for, you know, bad behavior. Now you can't get them out. You know?
Right. Exactly. That's true.
Is that part of it? And how big of an impact is that having as these people becoming adults now don't have any type of, you know, it's like muscle memory, literally.
Right. They don't have any muscle.
I just kept moving. I moved and moved and moved when I was a kid. I'm still moving.
Yeah, they don't have any muscle. There's no baseline muscle tone. And biochemically, a pound of muscle takes more energy to exist than a pound of fat. And the more basal muscle layer that people have, the easier it is for them to keep excess weight off. I'm a big guy. You know, I'm Dutch, and my family is from the Friesland Islands in the North Sea. I haven't ever researched it, but I've been told that they're in the 90th percentile for size of all humans in the world.
Really?
And, you know, I did the whole sports thing. I played football. I swam, played baseball, you know, picked up ice hockey when I was 30 and played that for as long as I thought I could physically get away with it. But the fact is, people don't act like that anymore.
No.
The information age has torched physical activity levels.
Yeah.
People don't do what we used to do. They don't go get on their bike at 9 o'clock in the morning and come back at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And another mantra that I have that as from Superior Toxicology and Wellness is about food. And that is eat half and mostly plants, and you're going to be better off. Because people today, they probably eat four times more than they need to.
Yeah.
Just right off the top. And I always try to live by eat half, mostly plants. You're going to be okay. Because that goes back to the other toxicological mantra of everything in moderation.
Yeah, it's
you know,
all portions. I mean, my wife and I, now we go out, we order one entree, and I'm fine. And you know, most restaurants, we, you know, it's everything is overserved as it is. But you know, that's kind of a simple part of it. But you know, if somebody's at that point, like they do want to make a change, I want to get into the, you know, the medications part. We'll talk about that coming up. But
I'll talk about the whole
making
program.
A healthy lifestyle change.
Right.
Where do you begin? And
what I would do is the very first thing that I would do is I would clean up the water you drink. The easiest thing you can do is buy a fridge with a carbon filter in it. Put the water line to the fridge, drink it through the carbon. There is one better. And I have one of these. I use it in my fridge all the time. And you run your tap water through it. You can go to any place, you know, your Targets, your Walmarts, your Amazons, whatever. Buy a zero water filter. That's the best one on the market for the money. It's like a 7-stage filter. It takes everything out of your tap water. It takes fluoride out. It takes chlorine out. It takes lead out. It takes all the rest of the heavy metals. And you will absolutely notice the crap that you used to drink out of your tap after you run it through a zero water filter, you'll learn what real pure water is supposed to be like. And you can get it at Walmart for like $35. And then you can get new cartridges. If you want to make one thing, take that first baby step, clean up your water. Yeah. Because remember, we live in that toxic exposure, things we breathe, things we eat, things we drink.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
You go by the theory, you know, I think they say half your body weight in ounces or.
You can't drink enough water. Yeah. Really, it's the rule of thumb is I think you have it right. Yeah, half your body weight in ounces. But I just try to have my cup here. It's a quart size cup, and I try to drink four of those a day.
Yeah. And so half portions, and then what about selecting your food? Because somebody can say, this only has 180 calories in it, but it's crap. So when you're going, you said fresh vegetables.
Oh, absolutely. You know, fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. Shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. Stay out of the middle shelves. What you need to do is stay away from the processed stuff. You know, it's that simple. And you don't have to cut out meat. You don't have to cut out dairy. I mean, there's lots of crazy diets out there. And there's science behind every single one of them. But there's science for the pro and the con of every issue out there. Otherwise, we wouldn't have lawyers. Yeah. So the thing about it is, if you shop to the perimeter, that's where your fruits and vegetables are. That's where your meats usually are. That's where your seafoods usually are. And you watch your portion size, and you don't top everything off with a bunch more sugar. Mm. Have you ever been in the South where you had some of that sweet tea? Oh, the iced tea that's sugared down?
Yeah, you're going to go into a glucose coma after you.
Yeah. That's just like a can of Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's solid sugar. That's why they drink so much of it because sugar makes you crave more sugar.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get off of. I mean, all of these things, they're journeys. They're not a one-step flip a switch type of a thing. And you have to keep after it. 5 years ago, I was drinking 5 Red Bulls a day.
Oh, wow.
That stuff will kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you heart palpitations, and it squeezes your blood vessels. Your blood pressure goes up. And so I got off of Red Bull by substituting real sugared Coke. Then I got off of Coke by using the flavored water stuff. The brand is called Limitless. You know, there's a lemon lime one. It's just a little hint of lemon lime, and it's got 35 grams of caffeine in it. It's like a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So you still get the stimulatory effects of caffeine, and you avoid that caffeine headache, but it's a step down process, and every day is a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be an overnight success. So if your routine is sitting your fat ass on the couch, eating a whole bag of Doritos, watching TV, you want to change that? Okay, the first thing you do is don't take the whole bag of Doritos to the couch. Maybe take just a handful of them. And then the next thing you got to do is get your fat ass off the couch and start walking a little bit. If you don't have a dog, go buy a dog, because then you can walk that dog around the block. And a dog is the best way to get off of an antidepressant if you happen to be on one.
Yeah, they'll remind you when it's time to get outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you have another sentient soul, your dog, that is dependent on you for everything.
Yeah.
And generally, in most people, that shifts the thinking from
poor me,
to a we.
And that's huge.
We've got some good news for OG&E customers in Arkansas. If your house was built in 2010 or earlier, OG&E's weatherization program provides energy efficiency upgrades of up to $3,000 at no additional cost. It's true. OG&E makes your home more efficient for extra comfort and lower bills. With everything from attic insulation, weather stripping, caulking around doors and windows, even LED bulbs, all at no additional cost. Visit OGE.com/weatherization to see if you qualify.
Plato's Closet is stocking up on like-new styles, and they need your help. If you've got on-trend clothes, shoes, designer purses, or accessories you're ready to part with, bring them into Plato's Closet today, where they will pay you cash for everything they can accept. And while you're there, take a look at their impressive selection. They've got the like-new looks you want, but at prices up to 70% less. Quick cash and a fresh style are waiting for you at Plato's Closet today.
That's that. The mental aspect also is gigantic. But I know that your proponent, I believe, of intermittent fasting.
Yes.
And on that subject, because a lot of people will tend, they'll just eat all day. yeah. So really, what is your feeling on that? You know, do you stick
try to pick the 8 to 12 hours,
or do the period of time and then eat what you want? How does that work?
You try to pick the same interval every day to eat all of your nutritional needs. You know, it's and you try to have a long fast of at least 12 hours, 16 if you can.
Right.
And what intermittent fasting does is it targets cells in your body that are no longer useful for your body. They actually call them zombie cells. And all these zombie cells do is suck up resources. They don't help you physiologically at all, and they'll steal those defense mechanisms from normal, healthy cells. So if you're doing the intermittent fasting and you're targeting these zombie cells, basically, that's akin to taking out the trash from your body, from the inside out. Mm-hmm. That's why intermittent fasting is so cool. It's easy to do,
right. And
it's very beneficial because it helps your body eliminate unnecessary garbage that's just taking up resources.
Yeah.
It's kind of like getting that teenage or 30-year-old kid to finally move out of your basement.
Yeah, and it gives your body time to, you know, work on other things.
Exactly.
That's a big part of it.
When your body has the resources,
yeah. It's
designed to heal. I'll tell you a story. Have you heard of macular degeneration?
I'm sure
your listeners have.
Yeah.
That's an irreversible blinding of the eyes. You get a spot and it just grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. There was a friend of mine, she was a retired physician, OBGYN. Her name is Dr. Loretta Ivy. And she started to get macular degeneration. And so in order to combat that, she found the C60 product from Live Longer Labs and started taking a whole bottle of olive oil product every Sunday. So a bottle is supposed to last a month. So she was taking the dose times 4x of a dose. But every Sunday she would drink a bottle of this C60 and olive oil. And her eye doctor could not believe what happened. Not only did the macular degeneration stop progress, it reversed and went away completely. She has before and after pictures of her eye from the doctor. The doctor almost broke his arm, patting himself on the back with such a great job he did to treat her untreatable condition.
Yeah, yeah.
So she still to this day swears by C60 because macular degeneration has that oxidative stress mechanism. Huh. And what she did is that she pushed her body out of homeostasis. Now that's a big fancy word for keeping everything the same. Your body is just riddled with mechanisms to maintain homeostasis. That's why losing weight is so difficult, because your body tries to, if you lose some, they want to get it back. If you gain some, they want to lose it and get it back, because they have a set point where they like to be. But when you take C60, you take enough of it to push that threshold out of the way so that you can squelch oxidative stress everywhere in your body, so that then your body can see, okay, I got this resource. I don't have to firefight. What do I need to fix? In Dr. Loretta's case, it was her eyes, and the body fixed it.
Oh.
That's the key. The C60 with the curcumin and the black seed oil also resets how your body deals with insulin. That's why it helps in the diabetic patients.
Wow.
So it's so huge. So the water filter is step one. And if you have the extra funds, I would look into that C60 Complete by Live Longer Labs. That could be step two.
Now I want to
then
tap
you also
into
have your, to clean up your food. But
yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I want to tap into your toxicology expertise here. And we talk about these poisons that we put into our bodies. What are some of the things, though, that, you know, of course we can go, okay, you know, the bag of Cheetos probably is not the best thing for me. But what are some things that you wouldn't necessarily think aren't good to put into your body, but you're doing it?
Yeah. You know, if you want to do some research on something, look up lectins.
Lectins.
And it's your intestinal tract gets down to just one cell thick. And lectins, you find them in whole grain foods, which is supposed to be healthy. Right. You find them in tomato skins and red bell pepper skins. And these are all supposed to be healthy foods. But these lectins, they'll go through that single cell layer in your intestinal tract, and they'll rip little holes in your intestinal tract.
So this and then stuff you get, is not good for you, the bell peppers and the tomatoes? And
everything in moderation. Okay. If you eat a whole ton of them, what you're basically doing is you're sending a bunch of sharp objects through a very thin membrane. And if it doesn't get aligned just right, they can poke those holes. Hmm. And when you're poking holes in your small intestine, what should be contained inside the small intestine, everybody knows what that is. It's everything that the body doesn't need and expels at the end. Leaks out a little bit. And that causes inflammation. Mm. So oxidative stress is one way to use up that bucket of cellular defense mechanisms. Inflammation is another one. Sugar causes chronic inflammation. Some of these infections, COVID-19 as well, causes chronic inflammation. So these states of chronic inflammation use up those buckets of cellular defense mechanisms much faster. So the sum of events comes into play where if what's being made is slower than what's being used, you're going to go from a state of health to a state of sickness.
Yeah.
And, does that make sense?
Yeah, and everybody's different, though. So how do you narrow it down to find out, you know, what is not good for your body?
You gotta see what happens. I have things that aren't good for my body. I'll tell you, if I were to eat blueberries, which are soup, it's a superfood.
Right.
Blueberries and black beans in particular, and one oil that they use at lots of different restaurants, I haven't nailed down yet. It sends me from eating it to the bathroom faster than you can believe, right? Straight on through. You have to listen to your body. And in order to listen to your body, you got to slow down. Mm-hmm. You got to see the forest through the trees. You got to eliminate the noise. Whatever cliche you want to do, you got to get back in touch with your body. Yeah. You got to get yourself some quiet time.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it's your body is telling you what you need to hear.
Yeah.
Your body is giving you the pathway back to health. If that's getting off the couch, if that's buying a dog, if that's getting off of, you know, the 14 drug products that you're on, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, I was just going to go there.
It's all baby steps.
Right.
And you can control what you drink for sure. That's easy given. You can control what you eat. That's even better. It's harder to control what you breathe because that's all based on where you live. But those two things are biggie. And then let's talk about my HOPE program. HOPE stands for Health Optimization Prescription Evaluation. And if you go to my website, superiortoxicology.com, you can click on the HOPE button and you'll find a questionnaire. Physicians don't have time with patients to go over every drug they're on, why they're on it, what are the doses, and do they need to be on those drugs. Physicians are seeing patients in today's offices for what they came in for, and more times than not, they're looking for another pill they can write for them and send them on their way. And what our older population is finding is that they're on 2, 3, 6, 10, 12 meds, and they don't know why. And they have a spiraling effect of these side effects of these drugs, which is decreasing the quality of their life. And what I do is I take those drug histories, what they're on, why they're on it, how long they've been on it, what the dose is, and what they think it's doing to them, both the good side and the bad side. And then I write a very detailed report of recommendations for them to bring back to their physician and say, prove to me why I need to be on these drugs.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Sean, the recommendations that I make is always for people to get off of antidepressants. By the dog. It's amazing the difference a dog can make in your life.
Yeah.
And for people to stay off of statins. Statins are the cholesterol drug that if anybody gets a little puffy.
I'm on that. I'm on simvastatin.
If anybody gets a little puffy or pre-diabetic, they throw them on a statin. Yeah. A statin ruins your liver. A statin ruins your skeletal muscle system. And then as it starts tearing apart your skeletal muscle system, it sends that protein, that proteinaceous material through your bloodstream, and your kidneys overwork themselves trying to filter it out of your blood.
Great.
When your physician says, I want to put you on this statin, you should say, give me 60 to 90 days, doc, and see if I can do it with diet and exercise.
Yeah.
Or C60. Yeah. Because C60 can also help with your cholesterol. C60 complete, the black seed oil, and the curcumin. If you look up those three things, C60, black seed oil, and curcumin on the NIH database, you'll get 25,000 hits on all of the positive effects of those two natural products and the world's best antioxidant. And the thing about it is, you can do your own research. You don't have to listen to me. It's easy to do. And you hit livelongerlabs.com or c60complete.com, it's all there. All that research is posted there, so you can look and get back in touch with me if you have a specific question that regards your situation based on C60, because I haven't seen anybody that C60 hasn't helped yet. My mom and dad are both 80 years old. My dad has idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. That means his lungs are scarring up and the doctors don't know why. And I put him on C60 complete. And he went back to his pulmonologist, and he's had zero progression of that disease in the last 2 years. Doctor couldn't believe it because it's oxidative stress. And he's taken enough of that C60 complete to take out the oxidative stress everywhere else in the body, so the body is working where he needs help. My mom, also 80 years old, has had two knee replacements. The first one, she wasn't on C60. The second one, she was. And she saw less pain, less swelling, faster healing, and quicker progression of her physical therapy throughout the second knee replacement surgery. It's because it was taking out the inflammation. It's anti-inflammatory. It's organ protective. But go to those websites and look up that research. Don't believe me, because it is the closest thing to the fountain of youth that I've found. And I've looked.
Well, you know, and there's all kinds of medications out there. I would think that there are some that are necessary.
Yep.
Well, you can elaborate on that, but what have you found in most cases? Because, you know, you go to somebody who's, you know, over 65, 70 years old, and you go in the kitchen and they've got, you know, 18 bottles lined up there.
Got their morning meds. They got their night meds.
They got the little daily Monday one. Yep. You know, what do
Several
you find, like how much they really need?
I did one of these reports that I wrote up for somebody. They were on what was it? They were on 12 different pharmaceutical products and 17 different supplements. Oh my God. And what I found in her case, there were five therapeutic class categories that had duplicate drugs and they had two or three drugs doing the same thing in her case. That's extreme. But it happens. My best friend, he's 55 years old. Doctor put him on blood pressure because everyone in his family is on blood pressure medicine. When he takes carbon 60, he hasn't taken his blood pressure medicine in 3 years. You got to go through your doctor though. I mean, we can present the case that a natural product, and that's one of the problems with Western medicine, Sean. All of our physicians in the United States trained since the end of World War II, they think that they have command of all the best stuff. And they had one semester of pharmacology in medical school, one semester. Pharmacist has 4 years of it. So that's better right there. But the Western physician is arrogant to think that they're the top of the heap in treating people and completely ignoring thousands of years of Far Eastern natural product medicine.
Yeah. Well, that's where it all began. Where do people think these medicines came from?
And exactly.
Are we getting back to that, though? Is it becoming more widely accepted, a more holistic approach, or are we still?
I think so. And I think the reason is the information is available.
Yeah.
It's available at the tip of your fingers. And then it's just, you have to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff. What do I mean by that? You have to be able to get the good information and separate it from the clearly bad information. So if you don't have the scientific basis, you need to find someone that you trust and ask them to be a sounding board. Because there's a lot of snake oil salesmen online. They'll sell you something that'll hurt you. And it's not just online. My brother-in-law, just recently, he wasn't getting the effects of his blood pressure medicines. And he was on a beta blocker. Those are the ones that end in Olol. O-L-O-L, everybody recognizes that. And he was on a potassium channel blocker. Well, when he had what's known as atrial fibrillation, which means his heart wasn't beating right, it was going like this instead of going like this. So they jacked up the dose of his potassium channel blocker. That turned around and induced congestive heart failure. He woke up feeling like complete crap, got an ambulance ride to the ER, and found out that his ventricular ejection fraction was only 20% of what it should be. And what caused that? Increasing the dose of the drug product that the physician told him to do. Almost killed him. Yeah. I'm still waiting to hear if he's reversed that congestive heart failure. But the thing about it is, if you don't understand why you're taking these drugs, you have to pound on your physician until they prove it to you. Yeah. Why am I on this drug? You have to be your own best advocate because they don't have time. Yeah. And it's such an epidemic of polypharmacy. Most people are on more than one drug. And the fact of the matter is, they're on one drug for a specific problem, and that increases their quality of life, and that's fantastic. But there's drug side effects. Every commercial you've ever seen, that fast-talking lawyer at the end, mm-hmm. That's everything that it can do to you. And then the second, third, and fourth drug are given to you to manage what they don't want that first drug to do. And the fact of the matter is, in the pharmaceutical industry, there's a mantra that says today's side effects lead to tomorrow's therapies because mm-hmm. they track all those adverse effects. The Merck drug Propecia, originally marketed for prostate cancer. During the clinical trials, all the men started growing hair all over their head. So now Propecia is marketed for male pattern baldness. That was a side effect of that drug. Yeah, wow. And the thing about it is, drugs are good in the fact that they can solve specific problems. But drugs are bad in the fact that they can do all kinds of other stuff that you might not want to have happen. So you really have to do the risk-benefit analysis. And when someone says, I want to put you on an antidepressant, when someone says, I want to put you on a statin, when someone says, I need to put you on a blood pressure medicine, you got two choices. You can go on the drug and see what happens, or you can start to take baby steps to take back control of your health and wellness. And it's a journey. It's not overnight, because if you think about it, it took you over 40 years to get in the condition that you're in now.
Yeah.
And it's going to take more than a week to reverse it. Yeah. It's a battle every single day. Yeah. One of my battles is, you know, I love to have a beer with my buddies, and I got lots of buddies. So you just got to stop at one or two. You can't go on to drinking 16 beers. Yeah. It's a little bit of behavior modification, but if you keep your eye on the long-term goal, it makes it a little easier. And you decrease the severity of the toxic soup that you live in.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, a big part of this is that you can, education is at your fingertips. You
don't have absolutely.
To, listen to, so-called professionals. You can do your own homework and a lot of different sources, as you mentioned. You put it simply, you know, get a dog, but really, how important is the mental aspect of this? And I they kind of go hand in hand. I don't know when, but probably in many cases it comes after, because if you're feeling unhealthy, you're probably not going to be a very happy person. So how do you change that mental aspect, and how big of a factor is it in your health?
It's huge. Yeah. The mind is a very powerful force for both positive and negative change, Sean. Mm-hmm. And although I have absolutely no idea how to tap into it, I fully believe that all living things on the earth are connected. There's a greater consciousness that some people know how to tap into. And what I've been told is that what you project to the universe is what the universe sends back to you. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see the chronically negative people have horrible things going on in their life. And the chronically positive people, you look at and you say, damn, how is he so lucky all the time?
Yeah.
And I think that that's just collective conscious. And when you eliminate the noise and get yourself some quiet time, whatever that is, mine, it's swimming. Nobody can talk to me or call me when I'm in the pool. Mm-hmm. So I try to swim at least a mile as often as possible. All summer long, it's easy.
Yeah.
Now that the summer pool is closed, I got to get back to the rec center, and that's just more added work.
Yeah.
But if you do that, if you get that time to try to connect to the conscious, just shut up and listen.
Yeah.
You're listening to your body. You're listening to the universe. You're listening to every trend that's going through your mind and body and soul. And that's a good space to start.
Yeah.
Because once you realize that, all right, I've gotten myself in a deep hole, rule number one is stop digging. Once you stop digging, then you can start climbing.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, any step forward is a good step.
Mm-hmm. And that literally, a step forward. I started running again.
With nobody chasing 60, you?
Yeah, no. I fortunately not. but really, I kind of got back thinking, like, what was that time that I just remember where I would get away from everything?
Yeah.
And it was when I was running. I'm like, God, I'm over 60. I had ankle surgery a year ago. And I did what you said. I just started walking. Mm-hmm. And I have my dog who could lose a few pounds and just started doing that. And, you know, I'm doing 10 plus minute miles, but you know what? I'm doing it.
Exactly.
And the point of this is, folks, I'm not saying you have to go out and do something that's, you know, incredibly, all this exertion, like you said, get out and walk. If you can put one foot in front of the other, it doesn't matter if you're ending up or just down to the end of the street initially, or just around the block. You'll be surprised how it changes your outlook, because I guess there's a sense of accomplishment there, doctor. There's the,
it is absolutely, and you got to track it. Yeah, if you don't write it down, it's a wish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. You were going to talk about meditation.
No, I'm just saying it's like meditation in a sense, because you don't even realize it, because a lot of people can't sit in a room and, you know, put their thumb and
whatever it is that they have to do.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
But it is a form, because you're getting away. If you shut things off, maybe it's music you listen to. Running, be careful out there.
And that's ironic that if it takes music to detach and eliminate the noise, then you do that. You find what works for you.
Yeah.
That's the best thing, is that you find what works for you.
Yeah.
And you keep taking those positive steps. And it's like, you know, one other thing that I read, so I'm trying, is that if you just do body weight squats, you try for 100 a day, body weight squats, you're just getting up out of the chair, sitting back down, getting up out of the chair, sitting back down, see how many of those you can do, and then write it down, how many. And they say if you do 100 body weight squats for 30 days, you will have noticeable increases in muscle tone in your legs. And they're right. I'm into my second month of doing that. And it's just, you wouldn't even think that a little activity like that could make a difference. But everybody can do that.
Yeah.
Get up, sit down, get up, sit down. If you can only do it 5 times, do it 20 times a day. If you can do it 10 times, do it, 10 times a day.
Yeah.
But then when you see the benefit of just that little bit of activity, put in something else, lean against the wall and do some little push-ups, because then you're getting an upper body and a lower body beginning to feel what it felt like when you were younger. And once you see and feel and benefit from those baby steps, it gets easier to take the next step.
Yeah.
So change your water filter.
That's right.
Shop around the perimeter of the grocery store. Throw in some body weight squats. throw in some wall push-ups, get a dog or take your dog around the block. They say if your dog is fat, you don't get enough exercise.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Well, so, doctor, this has been a really enlightening conversation, and I know we could probably go on.
Sure.
But if the folks listening out there want to learn more, what is the best way to get in touch with you and learn more about?
Best way to get in touch with me is go to my website, superiortoxicology.com, or Google Dr. Joe for Hope, and you'll find me. Yeah. And then you can fill out that contact card, and it comes right to me. And I answer all the questions, and I'll get back in touch with you. I'll give you the personal attention that you need, and look up C60 Complete, because that could be a big game changer.
C60Complete.com. And then the one carbon.
Oh, the water 60. Filter is a zero water filter.
Yeah.
All right. And then the other one is, carbon 60 is a C60 Complete.
Yeah, and, you know, and the start is, you know, just start. Asking questions. I mean, you're the best person to do that.
Yeah,
whatever whatever doesn't feel right in your body, there's probably a reason for it. If you're not feeling good when you wake up in the morning, there are many reasons for that, and you can change it. You can change it.
And radical steps of change set you up to fail.
Yeah.
Don't change 10 things. Change one. Change two.
You hear that, folks? Don't have to change 10. Just change. Start with one. Right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Folks, if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. Give us a 5-star and a rating and a review if you like what you're hearing. Also, check us out on YouTube channel, Upside of 40 with Sean Mooney. All kinds of great videos on there, and you will see my conversation here with Dr. Nusma as well. First, of course, it drops as an audio podcast every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and you'll see this one. On YouTube eventually. You can also email me at upsideof40@gmail.com. And of course, please spread the word about our podcast here. A lot of great information for us folks of a certain age, as I like to say. Dr. Joe Nusma, thank you so much for joining us, and I'd love to have you back sometime.
Anytime you let me know, we'll come back, talk about whatever you want. I enjoyed it immensely.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I'm Sean Mooney, and I am out.
We've got some good news for OG&E customers in Arkansas. If your house was built in 2010 or earlier, OG&E's weatherization program provides energy efficiency upgrades of up to $3,000 at no additional cost. It's true. OG&E makes your home more efficient for extra comfort and lower bills. With everything from attic insulation, weather stripping, caulking around doors and windows, even LED bulbs, all at no additional cost. Visit OGE.com/weatherization to see if you qualify.
Plato's Closet is stocking up on like-new styles, and they need your help. If you've got on-trend clothes, shoes, designer purses, or accessories you're ready to part with, bring them into Plato's Closet today, where they will pay you cash for everything they can accept. And while you're there, take a look at their impressive selection. They've got the like-new looks you want, but at prices up to 70% less. Quick cash and a fresh style are waiting for you at Plato's Closet today.